奉主耶稣圣灵正道。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, I speak.
靠着圣灵的帮助。
By the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们继续的分享啊讲但以理书的信息。
We continue to share and expound on the message of the book of Daniel.
今天我们进入到但以理书的第八章。
Today we are entering to Daniel chapter 8.
第八章的信息是什么呢
？What are these messages in this chapter?
就是公绵羊与公山羊的意象。
That is a vision about the male ram and the male goat.
这是但以理书四大异象中的第二个异象。
This is the second vision among the four visions recorded in the book of Daniel.
那这个异象，第二个异象的时间点在什么时候看到的呢
？And when did Daniel see this vision?
我们看读一节跟二节。
Verses 1-2.
请念。
In the name of Jesus, I read. In the third year of the reign of King Belshazzar, a vision appeared to me, Daniel, after the one that appeared to me the first time. I saw in the vision, and it so happened while I was looking that I was in Shushan.The citadel, which is in the province of Elam, and I saw in a vision that I was by the river Ulai.
好，那一开始但以理就介绍说，这个异象呢，是在巴比伦最后一位王伯沙撒在位的第三年所看到的异象。
This is a vision where Daniel saw in the third year of the last king in the reign of Babylon.
那这个是应该是在主前551年的事。
That is about 511 BC.
那这个第八章的意象跟第七章的第一个意象呢，相隔两年后看到这第二个意象。
And it was two years since the last vision that Daniel saw.
那离巴比伦被灭哦，还有十一年。这个意象看到的时候，离巴比伦被灭还有十一年，巴比伦还可以存在十一年。
This vision came to Daniel 11 years before Babylon met its downfall.
那在十一年的前哦。就已经从第二个意象看到波斯帝国会被毁灭掉。
And even 11 years before the downfall.
不是这个巴比伦被毁灭掉。
11 years before the downfall of Babylon, Daniel was already able to see that Babylon was coming to destruction.
那么这个意象呢是补充之前四大巨兽意象的讲解补充四大巨兽的这个讲解。
This vision was to add on upon the explanation regarding the vision of the four beasts earlier.
简单说，八章是补充第七章了。
In simple words, chapter 8 was to add on chapter 7.
除了讲解四大巨兽，它还有补充那个小角的角色、小角的事情。
And other than these four beasts, it was also to add on about the role of this little horn.
那但以理呢，他自己自述自己说，他见到这个异象的时候。好像在宜兰省的苏珊城中。
Daniel, in his vision, he introduced that he was himself as though he was in Shushan.
又好像在乌来的河边。
It was also as though he was by the river Ulai.
两次都好像都以为，那就说明他自己也不能确定。
And it was as though he was at these two places, and he was not able to be sure.
那为什么他自己本身看异象的人不能确定自己在哪里呢
？But how is it that the person who sees the vision was not able to be sure of where he was?
苏珊城离开巴比伦大概400公里。
It was about 400 km between Shushan and Babylon.
乌来河呢是苏珊城的一条人工运河，就是人工挖的运河。
And
运河就是运货。交通了，交通的。
River Ulai is those man-made rivers, made for transportation purpose.
那但以理自述说，他不能够确定见此异象是身在何处，为什么会这样呢
？And in the introduction by Daniel, he wasn't sure where he was.
按照保罗的经验，他曾经跟我们分享保罗。
By the experience of Paul, he shared with us.
他说他到第三层天的时候呢，他自己是身在肉身，还是在身外？还是在身体以外，他说我都不知道呢。
When Paul was experiencing or going up to the third heavens, he wasn't even sure whether he was in the spirit or in the flesh.
而且关于这一点他重复两次，是在身内还是在身体以外，我都不知道呢。又再重复第二次。
And on that point, Paul elaborated again or reiterated that he wasn't sure whether he was in the flesh or in the spirit.
所以当我们看到异象的时候，或者进入这个灵里的时候
，as therefore when we see a vision or when we enter into the spirit，
我们真的你不知道自己身在何处。
We definitely do not know where exactly we are。
又好像是在梦里面，异梦里面， 但是又好像在现实的现场当中，你都搞不清楚。
It was as though we are having a dream, or it was as though it was so real.
因为我自己也有这样的经历过。
Even I myself had this experience.
我跟大家见证过，我看到教会当中有一棵孤树，有大魔鬼藏在孤树里面，这个异象啊，这个异梦。
I previously testified to you that in my dream I saw this dried tree in the church chapel.
那后来这个藏在孤树里面的大魔鬼出来要把我掐死。把我掐按倒在地上，把我掐死。
And then there came out a demon from this dry tree to strangle me.
这明明是一个梦呀。
And that was only a dream.
不是现实真实的事呀。
It wasn't a real thing.
可是我醒过来的时候。
But when I woke up to my senses.
我的脖子是哈，脖子是红的，是痛的。我吞口水还痛的，好像是真真实实的现场这样。
My neck was a flushing red, and I was feeling the pain. It was as though the strangling was real.
可是你说是真实的现场，又其实又在梦当中呀。
You said that it was real, but it was actually just a dream.
那这种情形也好像以西结先知的经历这样一样。
This is also akin to the experience of the prophet Ezekiel.
圣经记录他明明在巴比伦被掳到巴比伦去。
And the Bible recorded that he was clearly being captured to Babylon.
但在异象当中，他被带到耶路撒冷，进入圣殿里面去观看这个圣殿的情形。
But in the vision, he was being brought into the Jerusalem, into the holy temple to see what it was like.
好像在现场这样，在耶路撒冷现场这样。
It was as though he was right there in Jerusalem.
但事实上，他自己又说：“我在巴比伦的家中啊，在巴比伦的家中啊。”
But he clarified himself that he was but in his home in Babylon, not in Jerusalem.
这个顺便跟大家分享一下，有时哦，在灵进入灵里面的时候，我们自己都搞不懂，在灵里面还是在真实的现象当中，自己不清楚。
I take this opportunity to share with you that when we are in a spirit or when we are seeing a vision, we can't be really sure whether it was the physical or the fleshly feeling or the spiritual feeling.
所以才有这个第二节，但以理他这样说，我好像我以为我在那边啊，又好像不是，又好像是。
Which is why verse 2, it has been explained in this way that it was as though he was in Shushan or he was as though by the river Ulai.
这些都是灵界的一些经历啦，一些体验。
These are some spiritual experiences.
好，我们那他看到什么呢？这个异象。
What else did he see in this vision?
他首先先看见公绵羊的异象。
He first saw the vision of the male ram, the male goat.
请读三节跟四节。
Verse 3 to verse 4.Then I lifted my eyes and saw, and there, standing beside the river, was a ram, which had two horns, and two horns were high. But one was higher than the other, the higher came up last. Verse 4, I saw the ram pushing westward, northward, and southward, so that no animal could withstand him, nor was there any who could deliver from his hand. But he did according to his will and became great.
好，首先他看到有双脚的公绵羊站在河边。
Now he saw this ram with two horns by the river.
那跟着呢？他说这两个脚都很高。
And he also said that these two horns were high.
可是呢，其中一个脚高过另外一个脚。
But one horn was higher than the other.
简单说，这只羊的双脚呢，是一个是高的，一个是低的，一个是长的，一个是短的。
One horn was high, the other was short. One horn was longer than the other.
那是什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
就是不，这双脚是不对称的，一高一矮，不对称的。
It means these two horns are but lopsided, are but not balanced.
那在第七章我们也解释过了，波斯帝国、波斯跟马代这两个国联合起来成为波斯帝国，他们两个国家的势力、两个君王的势力也是不对称的，叫做不对称的联盟。
And as we explained in chapter 7, regarding the union between the kingdom of Persia and also Medes, and these are but the union of two imbalanced kingdoms in terms of their power.
事实上是波斯强过马代的。
In reality, Persia was greater than Medes.
后来历史告诉我们，波斯后来也把自己的联盟，自己跟他合作的那个马代国吞灭掉了。
And history also told us that eventually Persia had devolved the kingdom of Medes eventually.
那他看见这个公绵羊呢，往西、往北、往南去抵触，一直去这样斗争啊。
Now he saw the ram pushing westward, northward, southward, and it was fighting.
那在他斗争的时候呢，兽哦，其他的兽在他的面前都站立不住。
And while he was doing that, no other animal could withstand him.
这是什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
历史告诉我们，已经发生过的历史告诉我们。
Now from historical records, we understand.
他往西，这个公绵羊往西，就是往巴比伦去，战胜巴比伦。
When he pushed westward, he was fighting against the Babylon to overcome it.
那时巴比伦还有11年的国运哦，巴比伦还存在哦，还没有灭亡哦，还有11年哦。
From the time that Daniel saw this vision, Babylon was still 11 years away.
但是启示但也说，巴比伦哦会被他毁灭掉，会被这个公绵羊毁灭掉。
From its destruction, and now the Lord God already showed, to Daniel that Babylon would be destroyed by this lamb.
那往北是哪里呢？往北就是战胜李迪亚。
And to north, pushing northward was to conquer Lydia.
啊，李迪亚是古代的一个古国啦。
Lydia was an ancient kingdom.
那往南是哪里呢？
Where was southward?
往南是战胜埃及，那是埃及。
Southward was to defeat or overcome Egypt.
他战胜哪里？他往哪里去攻占？圣经都已经预言好了，到哪里哦，他要往哪里去？战胜什么国家都已经安排好，也预言好。
Wherever this realm would go, and wherever this kingdom would go, and conquer who, this has already been prophesied.
这告诉我们什么？
What does that tell us?
世界各国的起落，或者站起来，或者被毁灭，一切按照神的安排、神的旨意在进行。
The rise and fall, the prosperity and destruction of kingdoms are all in the hands of God.
好像这里这样啊，神已经安排了，已经预言了。往南要攻打谁，往西要攻打谁，往北要攻打谁，都已经预言了的，是历史是按照神的预言在进行的。
It has been accurately portrayed and prophesied by this verse, going westward, northward, and southward, and where else, and has been prophesied.
今天世界最强的国还是美国。
Today, the strongest nation is U.S.
虽然它现在的国力哦一直在往国势一直在往下掉，一直在没落当中，看着很快的在下降当中。中国不断的起来。
Although the power of the U.S. seems to be dwindling and China is rising,
更看到这两天的新闻哦，中国跟苏联两个强国合作起来不得了。
And as from the news reports recently, if Russia were to collaborate with China, and that would become such great power.
这不是偶然的事情啊，不是自然的事情啊。
These are not coincidental.
哦，美国为什么的国力会下降呢？
Why is the power of the U.S.
为什么中国会起来呢？
Why is the power of China rising?
肯定一切都按照神的旨意、神的预言在进行的。
All these are happening according to the will and the power of God.
因为这些都按照那个哈米济多敦的战争的模式在默默的进行当中，一定是这样。
All these are taking place according to the model of the prophecy of the Armageddon.
而且现在也看到世界局势已经是这样。
And we can already see with our own eyes what is happening now.
那这里顺便说，这里说当时其他的兽国都抵挡不了它。
Here it tells us that no animal could withstand it.
所以连最强大的狮子那个巴比伦啊都被它毁灭掉了，有没有？
That included the great lion, the great Babylon.
所以呢他自高，他变得自高自大。
And then he became great and prideful.
那么波斯帝王的头衔是叫什么？是什么头衔？知道吗？他的国号哦，他自己称哦，他的国啊头衔是万王之王。波斯帝国的君王是万王之王。
What was the national slogan of Persia was to be king of all kings.
那他的国王叫做万国之王，最强最厉害的王，万国之王。
The king of Persia is also known as the king of all kings.
那结果他真的是这样封自己的。
And that's what he named himself.
这个叫做自高自大咯。
And that is what it means by became great.
然后呢，他又任意而行，他想到哪里，他想做什么都没有阻拦。
And arrogant, and he did according to his own will.
这是他的骄傲。
That was his arrogance.
这是神给他的那段兴旺的那段时间。
There was also the time bestowed to him by God as the time of prosperity.
但是很多时候，人在神的这个恩典里面，神给你也好，给机会也好，给恩典也好，人总是在神的恩典当中越来越骄傲。不会越来越谦卑。
But all too often, as soon as God bestows you grace and prosperity, man will become prideful and arrogant and won't be humble.
当自己越来越强，越来越顺利的时候，越来越多人支持的时候，就越来越骄傲了。
When one becomes
不是越来越谦卑了，是越来越骄傲。
Becomes great and mighty and also popular and he will definitely get more and more proud himself.
在神来看，世界的国度啊，无论是哪一个帝国起来，哪一个帝国落下，都是兽，都是野兽。
In the eyes of God, whatever kingdom there are in this world, these are all viewed as beasts.
所以第四节说，这个公绵羊无论往北、往南、往西，那些东南西北的兽啊，东南西北的兽。圣经称其他的国是兽，也是兽，都抵挡不住他。 那也是兽。
And all these kingdoms are westward, northward, southward, and in all directions. All these kingdoms have been known as the animals, as the beast.
我再重复说，世界各国在神的眼里面都是兽，在属灵里面都是兽。
Let me repeat, in the eyes of God, all these kingdoms, all nations of the world are seen by God as the beast.
而且呢，都是骄傲的。
And all of them are prideful.
这个请注意啊，这是圣灵给我们的启示跟启示。
Take note of the revelation by the Bible.
那我们看天使对这个公绵羊的解释是什么呢
？And what was the explanation by the angel regarding the ram?
看二十节。
We look at verse 20.
二十节，你所这是天使的解释。
It is explained by the angel.
你所看见双脚的公绵羊，就是马代和波斯帝王。
The ram which you saw having two horns are the kings of Media and Persia.
这是天使加百列给但以理的讲解。
This is the explanation by Angel Gabriel.
所以有时我们自己不需要去猜啊，去多解释，圣经自己就有解释这个是什么。
And therefore we have no need to guess what it was, and this was explained by the Bible already.
那这个就是原来就是马代波斯的这个帝国了。
These are the kings of Media and Persia.
哦，那巴比伦就要被他毁灭了。
And Babylon was about to be destroyed by these.
四年后就真的被他毁灭。
And 11 years later, true enough, it was destroyed by them.
见这个异象后的11年。
11 years after Daniel saw this vision.
一夜之间，一个晚上就结束了。
The kingdom of Babylon was destroyed overnight.
跟着呢，但以理又看到公山羊的异象。
Then Daniel saw the vision of the ram, of the male goat.
这个讲解比较长哦，就是五节到十二节。
Verse 5 to verse 12.
这里说，但以理说，我正思想这个公绵羊的异象的时候。突然间有一只公山羊从西而来，另外一只山羊跑出来了。
Just as he was wondering about the ram, and suddenly a male goat came from the west.
而且这个公山羊呢，遍行全地。
And it came across the surface of the whole earth.
也是到处啪啪照啊，就是到处都遍行各地啊。
It was prowling everywhere.
啊，然后呢，它的特点是什么呢
？What was its characteristic?
当你看到这只公山羊哦，它的脚不站成的。脚不粘着灰尘土的。
The feet of this goat was not touching the ground.
这是不可能的呀。
That was not possible.
我们的脚走路哦，肯定会有泥土粘到，有灰尘，有肮脏粘到的呀。因为你走在地上呀。
We walk with our feet touching the ground.
但是但以理看到这个异象的时候，他这只公山羊啊，脚不沾尘是什么意思
？But what does that mean when Daniel saw that this goat was not touching the ground？
原来意思说这个公山羊啊，它的速度太快了，快到你没有办法想象。它一经过那个灰尘都还没有粘在它的脚，它已经过去了，它已经过去了。
That goes to mean that as this male goat passes by, it was so remarkably fast.Even the dust of the ground cannot touch his feet.
然后在第七章的时候也是这样描述它的速度很快。
It was also the same way described regarding its speed in chapter 7.
第七章描述它哦，它是一只豹来的，它是一只豹来的。
And it was described as the leopard in chapter 7.
而且这个豹加上有四个翅膀给它。
And this leopard was given four wings.
我的天哪，豹已经是所有动物中最快速的动物。
The leopard was already the fastest animal on earth.
还加上四个翅膀，那不得了了。
And what more if it was given four wings?
那事实上历史告诉我们
，The history tells us，
凯撒大帝巡军啊，他作战的速度哦，到今天都没有人可以跟他比啊。
The emperor
他的速度太快了。
Emperor Caesar, Emperor Caesar was army or battalion was so fast and no one was comparable to him.
不是 Caesar， 亚历山大，对不起。
Sorry, Alexander.
亚历山大哦，那。你听说他要来，你听说他要来攻打你，你听说哦，你刚刚要开始准备，他已经到了。你听说他要来，他已经到了。
It was so fast that as soon as you hear rumors of him coming, he was already here.
你都来不及去准备啊。
You have no time to prepare yourself.
他真的速度太快，快到你没办法防备他，所以很快就占领，很快就胜战了。
His speed and efficiency was so great, and there was no way to overcome them.
这个是公山羊的特色。
That was the characteristic of the male goat.
那还有一个特色呢
？There was also another characteristic.
第五节
，verse five.
这山羊两眼当中有一个非常的角，两眼当中哦，头上有一个非常强大的角。
Between the eyes of this goat, there was a notable horn.
然后呢，它向那只公绵羊啊，就是那个波斯帝国啊，那个公绵羊发烈怒。
And it was enraged before this ram.
他将公绵羊的两只脚哦都折断了，看到吗？第六节。
And it broke the two horns of this ram.
第七节。
Verse seven.
那公绵羊在他的面前站立不住。
And this ram was not able to stand before this goat.
那结果就被它吞灭掉，被它毁灭掉。
And it was then been trampled down and destroyed.
这是主前334年亚历山大大帝击败波斯帝国的历史。
And that was the history in the year 334 BC as the Alexander the Great has defeated Medo-Persia.
这个非常强大的角、哦、特别的角就是指亚历山大大帝这个王。
This notable horn, which was so great, refers to Alexander the Great.、
嗯、但是这只山羊呢，在极其至高至大的时候，看到没有？
And now this goat in the point of his pride.
他正在很强盛的时候，那个大脚，那个非常大的脚哦，突然间折断了，看到吗
？And that's when he was becoming very strong and very great. This large horn was suddenly broken.
第八节
，verse eight.
这山羊既极至高至大，正强盛的时候，那大脚突然间折断了，是突然间的。
The male goat became great and became strong, and the large horn was suddenly broken.
那耕作呢，又在他的脚跟上，这个大脚的脚跟上。这个强盛的脚上又伸出四个脚上来。
In the place of this broken horn, four other notable horns came up.
哦，原来历史告诉我们，亚历山大正在强盛的时候，才三十二岁，也有说他三十三岁，有两种记录。突然间死掉了。
And historical records tell us that as Alexander the Great was at the age of 32 or 33, he suddenly died.、
嗯三十二岁才很强壮的时候啊
，It was at the prime
年轻的时候
of his life, and he was young.
嗯，他二十岁登基做王。
He was enthroned at the, in the in the in when he was 20 years old.
在这十二年里面，他就是不断的出战，不断的打仗。
And throughout these 12 years, he had been battling and battling.
都没有回过他自己的马其顿的那个故乡那个国土都没有回去。
He did not even have the luxury to return to Macedonia.
当王了就不断的出战，不断的出战攻打。
As soon as he was enthroned, he continued to fight the battles and battles.
那些军队、那些将军、那些将领全部跟他一直在外面攻打，没有回国的。
His army and battalion had been fighting battles after battles with him without going home.
你看他的野心。
Look at his
你看他对十二年里面他攻占了当时的世界。
And look at his the record of his battles in these 12 years.
就在他攻打印度的时候。
As he was fighting India.
哦，他很多将军都反对。
Many of his generals objected.
当时大家都很累了，而且也死伤很多了。
Because they were all so tired and they suffered many casualties.
很多人劝王说休息一下再来吧。
Many advised the king to please take a rest.
他就是因为这样的速，因为这样才是他的速度呀。
And it was
但是很多将军已经不赞成了。
Of his aggression and that made him speedy and very fast.
他只好、哦、同意那些将军将领们的意见，从印度回到巴比伦。巴比伦那时已经被他攻占了。
And finally,
那巴比伦就是当时的那个波斯帝国了。
Finally,
波斯帝国那个巴比伦、啊、
He then returned from India, passing Babylon, which was already been conquered by Medo-Persia.
啊，他停在这个巴比伦的时候就死在巴比伦，没有回到自己的故土，没有。
As he landed in Babylon, he died there without ever returning home.
才三十二岁。
He was only 32 years
old. 这是历史告诉我们的。
History tells us.
但是圣经早都但以理书第八章八节早都说了，在他至高至大的时候，既强盛的时候，那大脚折断，真的这样应验，一模一样的应验。
Now that was already been long prophesied in the book of Daniel, chapter 8, verse 8, that as soon as it was prideful, its horn was suddenly broken.
所以出自神的话，没有一件事不应验的。
Therefore,
每一件事都是准确应验的。
Every word out of the mouth of God will be materialized, will come to realize.
这再次的印证圣经神的话准确应验，神讲的话。为什么我们信圣经？他们讲为什么我们信圣经？圣经是人家写的，虽然是人家写，但是神启示的，神讲解的。
Now many people
把它记录下来。
Many people question us, why do we believe in the Bible? And since it was written by human hands, and this was indeed revealed by the true God in heaven.
再次的看到印证。世界的历史都是跟着圣经在走，跟着神的话在走，不是神在跟着历史在走，不是圣经跟着历史在走，不是这样。
Once again, this has evidence to us that the things of this world, the events of this world, will turn according to what is written in the Bible, but not the other way around.
那历史也告诉我们
，the history also tells.
当这个亚历山大大帝死的时候呢，他四个将军哦就起来哦。做了好分裂的分，把他的国土分成四个国土，然后自己当王，好伸出四个脚来， 成立了四个国王。
After the demise of Alexander the Great, his kingdom was being divided among his four generals, and that's where these four horns were rising after this large horn was broken.
那简单说, 亚历山大打下来的国土, 那个大地的国土哦, 被四个将军瓜分了,
In simple words, the great domains or the vast domains are conquered by Alexander the Great.
那一个负责管这个叙利亚国，建立叙利亚国， 包括巴比伦在里面。
Were divided among these four generals, and one of the generals took charge of Syria, including Babylon.
第二个王呢是管理这个埃及，包括巴基斯坦在里面，巴勒斯坦在里面。
And another general took over Egypt and also Afghanistan.
第三个呢，他管理这个马其顿王国，就是亚历山大的故土，他的故乡马其顿王国。
And the other,
另一个将军哦, 来负责管理。
The other general took over Macedonia, which was also hometown to of Alexander.
那另外一个第四个呢, 是管理这个小亚细亚, 自己当王。
And the fourth general took over Asia Minor.
这些都是历史事实呀。
These are all historical facts.
那我们看天使怎么样解释这个公山羊呢？
How did the angel elaborate on this male goat?
请看21节跟22节。
We read verse 21 to 22.
21节。
21.
那公山羊就是希腊王。
The male goat is the kingdom of Greece.
两眼当中的那个大角，那个很强的大角，就是头一个王，就是亚历山大大帝。
The large one that's between his eyes is the first king, referring to Alexander.
22节
Verse 22.
至于那个折断了的角，在其根上又长出四个角。 那这个四个角是什么呢？
And who are these four horns that stood up in his place?
天使说，这四个角就是四个国后来分出来的四个国。
The angel elaborated that these are the four kingdoms that shall arise out of the nation eventually.
这四个国必从这个亚历山大这个大角这个国里面兴起来。
And these four kingdoms will arise out of the large horn that was broken, the large horn Alexander the Great.
只是呢，这四个国、四个将军呢、四个王呢的权势不及亚历山大大帝输给他了。
And just that its power or in terms of its might, they are more inferior than that of the Alexander the Great.
那历史也是这样告诉我们，这四个王没有亚历山大大帝的厉害了。
We can also witness from history that all these four kings are no greater or are but inferior to Alexander the Great.
你们有兴趣可以上网去看那些历史，那个的希腊帝国的历史，希腊帝国。
If you are keen, you can go online and to search up the history of the Greek kingdom.
那是天使的解释。
That was explained by the angel.
好，继续看下去第九节。
We read on verse 9.
那么这个公山羊的意象还没有结束哦。
The vision of this male goat did not end here.
当看到长出四个角来的时候呢？
As the four horns were grown up.
丹尼里又看见另外一件事情。
And Daniel saw another thing.
第九节。
Verse 9.
四角之中有一个角长出一个小角来。
Out of one of the four horns, there came a little horn.
这个小角呢，向南、向东、向永美之地，渐渐的成为强大。
And this little horn became stronger and stronger toward the south, east, and also the glorious land.
你不要看它是一个小角。
Don't even underestimate it.
它渐渐强大的时候，到第十节。
When it grew to be so strong in verse 10.
它强大到高及天象了。
It was so strong to reach through the host of heaven.
将些天象和星宿抛落在地，用脚践踏。
It cast down some of the hosts from heaven and of the stars to the ground and trampled them.
那接下去是一节啊。Verse
11.
那他自高自大，高及天象之君，就是神了。
He exalted himself so high as the prince of the host, which is referring to God.
然后呢，他做了四件事情。
Then he did four matters.
对神的国啊。 对神的百姓，对圣殿，做了四件事情。
He did four things against the kingdom of God, the people of God.
那么这四件事情在什么时候发生呢？
When did these four things take place?
那看这个十三节。
We read verse 13.
我听见有一位圣者说话，等一下先，好。 这个小角是从哪里来的呢？
Where did this little horn come from?
回到第九节。
Verse 9.
小角是从四角之中。 其中四个王之中跑出来的。
Again, this little horn grew up out of one of these four horns.
那是在北方王那边出来的。
That turned out to be the southern kingdom.
那北方王的时候，我们就会看到第十一章了。
And as we read on, we will find that in chapter 11.
南方王跟北方王征战啊。 也就是讲到这个历史，也讲到这个小角的情形。
Sorry, that grew up from the northern kingdom. And as we reach chapter 11, it will be, the battle between the north and the south kingdom.
好，是从这个四角当中的其中一个角出来的。
And that came out from one of the four horns.
那么它什么叫做向南、向东、向永美之地广张呢？是什么意思？
What does that mean of it going off, going to the west, to the east, and to the glorious land?
好，向南就是它征服了埃及。
And towards the south, referring to Egypt.
向东就是指它征服了米索波大米。
Towards the east, it conquered Mesopotamia.
米索波大米就是以前波斯帝国所占领的领土，波斯帝国。
Those were the domains conquered by Persia.
都被这个小角占领了，埃及也被它占领了，米索波大也被它征服了。
Egypt and Mesopotamia was also being conquered by this little horn.
那这个小角还向永美之地去扩张。
And this little horn continued to expand towards the glorious land.
请问永美之地是指哪里？知道吗
？So what does glorious land refer to?
在圣经里面，永美之地是指哪里
？In the Bible, what does this glorious land refer?
牛奶就是牛奶以蜜之地，最美的地方。
This refers to the land flowing with milk and honey.
就是指迦南地，今天的巴勒斯坦。
Refers to the land of Canaan, Palestine today.
也就是我们圣经常常讲的迦南地啊。
That refers to the land of Canaan.
小角就像这几个国家，这几个方向不断的扩展。
Now this little horn was expanding itself in these regions.
那它高居天象嘛。
It reaches to the host of heaven.
将其他的星宿抛落在用脚尖，说明它的骄傲跟残忍。
Cast down the host and cast down the stars, and it refers to its pride.
最可怕的就是他以为自己高过天象之君，就是真神。
What is terrifying that it exalted himself as though he was higher than God.
在他的眼里面没有神啊，他高过神啊，那里还他高过神，那里还有神啊
？In his eyes, he saw himself as greater than God, higher than God.
所以神都被他踩在脚下了。
Even God has to be trampled beneath his feet.
然后呢，他除掉长线的祭给天君的祭物，除掉长线的祭。
It opposes the daily sacrifices.
这是他对圣殿里面最对我们的宗我们的信仰所做的第一件事情，除掉献祭的事。
That was the first action that he did in towards our faith against our faith.
每一个信徒、每一个基督徒、每一个神儿女都要献祭给神的，把它废除掉。
Every believer or every child of God will offer sacrifices to God.
第二件事，他毁坏神的圣所，君的圣所就是神的圣所。
The second action was that he destroyed the temple, the sanctuary.
第三件事，他将真理抛在地上。
Thirdly, he cast down the truth.
那就是建立那些恶行、那个毁坏的罪过，就是在十三节中间那边，他行毁坏可憎的事，因为他将真理抛在地上，不走真理，不讲真理，就是讲罪恶，
verse,
都是建立罪恶。
Verse 13, all it was building and all it was performing was transgression of desolation.
这是第三件事。
That was the third item.
第四件事是什么呢
？What was the fourth action?
你看，这个第十一节下半段
Verse 11, letter portion.
十二节
Verse 12.
有军旅和长线的翻译交给他，军旅有军旅军队交给他是吗？英文是这样讲吗
？Now the army was given over to the horn.
再看十三节下半段
Verse 13, letter portion.
将圣所与军旅践踏的意象，将军旅践踏在地上。
Now the sanctuary and the host were all trampled under its foot.
这个军旅是指谁呀？
What does this army refer to?
那么原文是说，军旅就是以色列军、以色列民、以色列军，神的军队。
The original text refers to the word the army, referring to the army of God, the Israelites.
简单说，他第四件事情就是践踏、折磨神的百姓，践踏以色列民。
In simple words, the fourth action that it would do was to trample and torment the people of God.
在这里呢，神的名不叫做神的名，叫做神的军队，践踏神的军队。
In this context, God's name was not described here, but described as an army of God.
神的军队都被他打败了，都被他践踏在脚下。你说他是不是厉害过神呢？
Even the army of God has been trampled under his foot, and isn't it greater than God?
他就认为我厉害过神啊！连神的军队，连神的殿，连神所有一切的敬拜都被他毁灭掉了。那我不是厉害过神吗
？Which is why he exalted himself and thought that he was greater than God and higher than God.
那这件事情十三节
verse 13.
我听见有一位圣者说话，天使从十三节开始，天使的问答与天使的回答。天使的问题跟天使的回答，看十三节。
Verse 13 was the question posed by the angel and the answer answered by the angel.
十三跟十四。
Verse 13 to 14.
有一位天使在问说话的天使。
Then a holy one or the angel speaking or asking another angel.
请注意，这里最少有两位天使哦，一个在问。一个天使在问那个正在说话的天使。
Take note that there are two angels here, and at least two angels. One angel asking another.
这个问题的天使说，这个除掉长线的翻祭和行毁坏的罪过，将神的军队践踏的意象，要到什么时候才应验？
When asked how long will this vision be concerning the daily sacrifices, transgression, and desolation, when will this happen?
那个说话的天使对我说十四节。
Now the angel who was speaking said to me,
要到2300日。
For 2300 days.
那圣所就必洁净了。
Then the sanctuary shall be cleansed.
原来这个小角哦，对神的国所做的四件事情，天使叫做将圣所与军旅践踏的意象。把这个定为践踏意象的践踏圣所的意象。
And this vision that he saw was being named by the angel as a vision of the sanctuary being trampled underfoot.
那是神国的灾难。
That is a disaster upon the kingdom of God.
就像启示录那边第几章啊，十二章吗？圣殿被践踏四十二个月是吗？
Just as in the book of Revelation chapter 12, where the temple of God, the holy temple, has been trampled underfoot for 42 months.
是十二章吗？是十一章，对不起，十一章。
Sorry, chapter 11.
那第三节那边哈。
Verse 3.
第二节那边。
Verse 2. 42 months.
不过这里的圣殿被践踏是在旧约时代。
But this temple which was trampled in Daniel was referring to the Old Testament.
启示录的是在耶稣再临时的那最后三年半里面的。
But the book of Revelation regarding this temple being trampled is referring to the final three and a half years of the end times.
是同样的事情，圣殿被践踏，但是是不同的时段、不同的时间。一个是在旧约发生，一个是在末后的耶稣再来的时候发生。
The same incident or similar incident regarding the holy temple being trampled, one happened in the old times or the other happened in the end times.
对我们看到，无论在但以理书的意象还是启示录的意象，都告诉我们圣殿会被践踏，圣名神的名会被践踏，会被羞辱，会被咒。
Therefore, be it the vision or the revelation from the Old Testament, the book of Daniel, and also the book of Revelation in the New Testament, we all see the same facts about the holy temple of God being trampled.
所以大家要警醒哦，要建立起你的信心哦，你的信仰。
Therefore, all of us have to be very vigilant and begin to build your faith.
我很好，我们觉得很好，我们觉得我们很 OK 啊，我们的报告很漂亮啊，这没用的了，这种报告是没有什么用的。
Now all your beautiful records and report are useless now.
被践踏的时候，被折磨的时候，这些报告有用吗？
When your faith has been put to test and been trampled, will your reports be useful?
因为报告可以写得很漂亮的。
Because you can beautify your reports a lot.
也可以一直搞很多节目出来报告的，都可以的。
You can also create or arrange a lot of events or activities to make it look good.
所以这个问题的人说，这个事情哦，要到什么时候应验？
So the angel who asked the question said that when will this happen?
但是天使那个说话的天使很奇怪，他不是回答那个问题的天使，他跑去对但以理回答你，又不是但以理问的问题，可是这个天使去回答但以理，看到吗？
That's strange. Strange enough that you can see that this angel who answered the question did not answer the angel who asked this question, but answered to Daniel.
十四节，他对我说，就是那个回答的天使。回答问题的天使，他对我说，对但以理说。
Verse 14, and this angel who was answering the question was saying to Daniel,
要到2300日，那圣所就洁净了，就度过了这个灾难。
For 2300 days, then the sanctuary will be cleansed.
你知道为什么会这样吗？
Do you know why that would be?
问问题的天使，那个回答的天使不回答天使，跑去回答但以理，但以理都没有问这个问题。
That although Daniel was not the one asking the question, but the angel who answered it did not answer to the one who asked, but to Daniel.
原来那个问问题的天使，他也知道答案，他是故意问的，是要我们要但以理知道，要我们今天知道，是要神的百姓知道神家里的事。
And surely the angel who asked the question already knew the answer, and the purpose of them asking this question was for Daniel to understand.
所以那个回答的天使直接就对丹尼说，2300字就洁净了。直接回答他呀，就是要让他知道的呀，要让我们知道啊，不是要让那个天子知道，那个天子肯定知道。
Therefore, the angel who answered the question did not answer to the angel who asked, but answered to Daniel because he needed to know.
你看圣经常常有时神会用作天使会用这种方式的，以为是他们不懂啊，要问了，其实是问给我们知道的，故意问给我们知道的。
As you read the Bible, sometimes you see the angels are having conversations among themselves, and in fact, they are only trying to let us know, but not to answer each other.
现在天使讲解这个异象哦，这个被践踏的异象哦。
The angel has explained on this vision about being trampled.
那26节
，verse 26。
哦，但以理虽然见了这个2300字的异象，但是他仍然不明白呀。
Although Daniel saw this vision about this 2300 days, he did not understand.
哦。26节
26.
天使说，所说的2300字的意象是真的，但你要将这意象封住，因为关乎末后许多的日子。
The angel said that this vision about the evenings and mornings, which was told, is true, but you have to seal up the vision.
那天使讲解意象是从15节到26节。
And this vision about the explanation by the angel was from 15 to 26.
那突然间有位像形状像人的站在他的面前，看十五节。
Verse 15, there was someone who had the appearance of a man.
我看了这个异象，我要明白其中的意思，因为我不明白啊。突然间有一位形状像人的站在我面前。
Now I, Daniel, having seen this vision, I wanted to understand, and suddenly there was a man who stand before me.
请注意哦，在神的救赎经纶当中，神的救赎计划当中，有谁是形状像人的？请回答。
And understand this, and in the theology or in the salvation plan of God, and who takes the appearance of a man?
那就是人子耶稣。
That is the Son of Man, Jesus Christ.
我们没有时间去查考这些圣经章节，启示录跟以西结书都很多人子像人子的。
We don't have much time.
以西结书很多。
To study into the book of Ezekiel and the book of Revelation about the image of the Son of Man.
就是好弥赛亚基督出现了，在十五节出现。
That's the emergence of the Messiah, the Christ.
以人的形象，好像人的形象站在丹尼里面前，那个就是耶稣基督。
Taking the form or the appearance of a man, in verse 15 here, that refers to Jesus Christ.
当然，丹尼里不知道他就是将来要道成肉身的那位耶稣，他怎么会知道呢？
But little did Daniel know that it was referring to the Lord Jesus in the form of flesh.
所以他只能说好像人这样，用人的形象出现。
All that he could describe was that this was one having the appearance of man.
这个是基督在旧约显现的其中的一些章节，一些见证，一些异象。基督，耶稣基督在旧约出现。
And these are some evidence about the emergence or the prophecy of Christ in the Old Testament.
好，那跟着。当你听到在河的两岸中有人呼叫的声音
，and then we can see that Daniel was seeing on the banks of this river, hearing some voice.
那这声音在呼叫什么呢
？And who what was this voice talking about？
这个声音叫天使加百列，要让但以理明白这个意象。
And this voice was calling upon Gabriel to make Daniel understand the vision.
16节
Verse 16.
我又听见乌来河两岸中有人声呼叫说：“加百列啊，天使加百列啊，你要使这个人明白这个意象啊，你要讲解给他听啊。”
Then he heard a man's voice between the banks of the Ulai saying that Gabriel, make this man understand this vision.
但以理书出现许许多多的天使。
The book of Daniel showed us many angels.
那有两位天使呢是特别把他们的名字都写出来的。
And there are two angels whose names have been especially recorded.
第一位就是16节的这位加百列天使。
The first one being in verse 16, Gabriel.
这是圣经中第一次把天使的名字最先记录下来的，就是在这一章。
That's the very first time the Bible has recorded the name of an angel.
另外一个天使的名字是记录在第12章第1节里面。
Another name of an angel was recorded in chapter 12, verse 1.
那在第十章，在第十章也是有呀。
In chapter 10 also was recorded.
这里记载两位天使的名字啊。
It's recorded the names of two angels.
那是很特别的啦。
Which is very interesting.
那但以理一见到天使加百列，就惊慌的伏在地上啊。17节。
17 shows us that Daniel fell on his face as he saw angel.
因为他 没有想到天使加百列会突然间到他的面前来。
He did not expect that angel Gabriel would come to his face.
你看十七节
，verse 17。
当他听到有人哈有一个天使说你要讲解给这个人听的时候，给但以理听的时候，那个天使突然间十七节。来到我站的地方，直接到他的面前去。
As soon as he heard this voice that Gabriel make this man understand the vision, then angel Gabriel came near where Daniel was.
那加百列一到他一来的时候呢，站在他丹尼里面前的时候，他就惊慌伏在地上，来得太突然了。
At the moment when the angel came, Daniel was so afraid that he fell on his face.
那么这个天使对他说，加百列对他说，你要明白这个异象，因为这是关乎末后的异象。
Angel Gabriel told him that please understand this vision referring to the time of the end.
那当天使与但以理说话的时候，请注意，但以理的脸哦，却伏在地上沉睡了。
Take note as
十八节
，as the angel Gabriel was speaking to Daniel, Daniel fell on his face and he was in a deep sleep in verse 18.
怎么会这样子呢
？Why did that happen?
天使在跟你说话，你突然间的脸倒在地上，在那边睡觉沉睡。
And Daniel was Gabriel was speaking to him, but he was in a deep sleep.
直到天使摸他、扶他起来，他才有力量站起来。
Only when the angel touched him, and only then he was able to stand.
不是哈，原来这一段圣经哦，是让我们看到我们的肉体哦，没办法承受灵界的事情，没办法。
This verse tells us that we in our fleshly form cannot withstand the spiritual.
没办法承受灵界的一些事情。
The spiritual matters.
因为神也好，天使太圣洁了，我们肉体有很多亏欠，很多的罪，很多的软弱，在圣洁神的面前，在灵界里面，我们没办法承担啊，承受不起来，很自然就突然间软弱下来，倒下来。
Not to mention God, who was holy, and even in the presence of an angel, we have to fall down.
简单说，人的肉体不能够承受灵界的经历，你经历不起。
In simple words, our physical form or our flesh cannot withstand the spiritual matters.
小弟也传道也有这样曾经这样的经历过，真的是这样。
Have a very personal experience.
当我听到主耶稣很大声的声音从天上下来的时候
，When the loud voice came from heaven from the Lord Jesus.
你的心不正，主耶稣在天上责备我，从天上有声音直接下来，你的心不正，说我的心不正。
Rebuking me that your heart is not upright from heaven.
我讲过这个见证啊。
I've told you this testimony.
我突然间听到这个声音而已啊，整个人没有力气，整个人倒在地上，没有力气，想爬起来也没有力气。
Just by
用两手按住那个地，想要让自己站起来都没有力量，一点力量都没有。
Just by hearing these words from heaven, I was already falling to the ground. I became strengthless. I couldn't even pull myself up.
其实我什么都没有看到。
But I didn't see anything.
耶稣也没有显现在我面前呐、啊。
Jesus did not appear before me.
只是听到耶稣愤怒的声音啊，责备的声音而已、啊。
All that happened was that I heard his words.
整个人都没有力量能够承担啊，没有办法站立，没有办法。
I became completely strengthless. I couldn't stand.
然后自己一直在害怕，在发抖。
And I was afraid and trembling.
是圣灵给我力量哦，有股力量这样带我上来，那支撑我起来。
Then a strength from the Holy Spirit made me.
这个是我自己亲身经历过的。人的肉体经历不起灵界的经历。
I experienced that myself. Our fleshly form cannot withstand the spiritual presence.
我的感觉就是我们太亏欠，肉体太多罪，有太多的不圣洁，太多的罪，没办法承受。
What I understand from this is that we are all full of sin, and our flesh carries a lot of sins. We cannot withstand this spiritual experience.
所以将来进天国的时候，保罗说要改变，成为灵体，那这样才可以。
Now in the future, when we enter into the heavenly kingdom, as Paul said, we will be transformed into the spirit.
那注意哦，天使说，天使要把这关于末后的事来讲解。
And now take note that the angel was to make known to us what is going to happen in the latter time.
那我们就暂时先讲到这里吧。
We can put a stop here.
第十九节说，这个末后的事是什么呢
？What does this latter time refer to?
我要指示你的就是。恼怒灵王必有的事，请注意圣经的描述。我要指示你末后的事是什么事呢？我要指示你末后的事是什么事呢
？Verse 19 tells us that making known to you all these things that will happen in the latter time.
中文圣经说叫做恼怒灵王必有的事，英文不懂是什么
？In the English terms, the latter time of the indignation, 恼怒。
简单说，我要指示你以后的事情呢，就是神的愤怒。那种愤怒一直到神的愤怒完毕为止，我就是要告诉你这个事情，将来的事情，神很愤怒， 愤怒到他的愤怒结束才停止。Simple, 我要告诉你这个事情。
In simple words, these are the matters regarding the wrath of God, the anger of God, from when it started and until the very end.
不只是神愤怒哦，要愤怒到神的愤怒停止为止。
And not only shall God be angry or be in his wrath, he will be wrathful until the end.
神什么时候会愤怒？
When will God be wrathful?
第二，愤怒到什么程度，神的愤怒才会停止？
When will God be enraged and until when he will stop?
天主说，我就是要告诉你这件事情。
Now the angel was about to tell him.
你们英文是这样的意思吗？
Now, no, 对，
一样啊，一直到结束是吗？到临完，临完就是
对，
到结束。
Until it for the appointed time。
那么时间的关系，我们下次再讲这个神愤怒结束的事情。
We'll talk about it the next time regarding the wrath of God until the appointed time.